You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon. It's the 20th day of October. Hope you picked up your tickets already for the Farm Assets Conference. If not, you can just hit farmassetsconference.com. Again, that's farmassetsconference.com or dial 800-898-1065. That's 800-898-1065. Let's take a look at the weather forecast now with Don Day at Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Hi, Don. How are you this afternoon?
Doing good.
All right. Well, tell me about the weather forecast. Maybe we should start in the southern hemisphere to begin with. Brazil has been dry. That's not unusual for them through the winter months, maybe even through their transitional time. But as they get into the spring, they really do open up some rainfall, and they wait for that to come, especially in parts of Brazil, Mato Grosso in particular. Will they get rain, and how soon?
Well, I think we've got to wait a little bit. I think there will be a little bit of rain activity in Brazil, but it's going to be pretty sparse, where we're expecting an uptick in better chances of rain for South America, especially Brazil, but also Argentina, is going to come later in the forecast. As we get into the latter portions of this week and especially next week and right around the turn of November, looks like a little bit more of a moist pattern for those areas. But up until then, especially for Brazil, it's still going to be dry.
And so planting has begun, but it will move much faster once they get a little rainfall and can be assured that they have moisture in the ground. Let's check in on some other places across the planet that have suffered in the southern hemisphere, in particular Australia, where the wheat crop late in the season wasn't getting very much rain. How are they doing there?
Well, there's a little bit of rain in the forecast for Australia, but as we mentioned last week, when we get it into an El Nino pattern like we have now, Australia is going to tend to be drier than normal. This is something they're going to be facing during their growing season, although there will be some scattered areas of rain, mostly like the moderate routes and some of the key growing areas of the central, the west, and the south.
Now come back to the United States. Tell me about the weather forecast for the Corn Belt.
Well, it's going to be an up and down weather pattern, right as you'd expect the middle to the end of October to be. We're going to see a system that will bring a little bit of a cool down our way. Nothing as strong as that we had late last week, but some cooler temperatures will be moving the Corn Belt, especially by Thursday and Friday. Some of the western areas, the Dakotas, Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, and Missouri, they're going to be getting some rain here by Friday and into Saturday. Then there's going to be a pretty good shot of some cooler air, where I do think the possibility of some frost-free temperatures again could be moving into the Corn Belt. This would be something to watch as we get into Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday nights of next week.
Well, that happens as we change October over to November. Eventually, the air does get colder, but I got to say, it's been a beautiful fall so far, and the mid to high 70s for this week, at least the beginning of it, are fantastic, and even the low 70s for the rest of this week will be really nice as we begin to see some fall color here. Thanks so much for joining us, and I appreciate all the work you do for us.
All righty. See you, Todd.
Mm-hmm. That's Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report.